And we can give you a little bit more information now about the release. This comes from the Reuters news service in Tehran, quoting Iran saying that it is holding a ceremony right now to mark the release of the 15 detained British naval personnel. Moving to Washington now, President Bush, through a spokesman, welcomes the news that Iran will release these 15 British sailors and Marines. And in London, of course, the British government has been watching all this closely, and that's where we're going next. NPR's Rob Gifford has been covering this story for days. And Bob, Rob, what's the response in London?
Well, obviously, there's been a lot of jubilation here. Prime Minister Tony Blair said that he welcomed the news and that his government are now just establishing some of the logistics of how the release is all going to happen. Initially, there was a certain amount of hesitation because, as you've just heard from Tehran, there was a good 45 minutes to an hour of sort of historical talk and accusations of the British government. And then suddenly he sort of dropped it in at the end that he was giving this gift to the British people and they were going to be released. So I think there's still a little bit of caution. Let's just wait until they're on the plane and on their way to Britain. But obviously a great deal of happiness from what we've heard in Tehran so far.
And Rob, there's been, it seems, a carefully calibrated British approach to this over the last several days. They started out very quiet in their response and they got a little louder, but never turning it into maximum volume or threats of any kind. Was there a sense in Britain that there were competing views in Iran's government as to whether to release these folks, and it was just a matter of waiting for the right people to prevail in Iran?
I think very much so. There was very much a feeling of perhaps it wasn't quite a power struggle, but it was certainly the vying of different factions, the hardliners and the moderates, if you like, in Iran. But at the same time, we've seen within the British government not so much a sort of vying of different factions, but certainly a balancing. If you look at Tony Blair's statements, he did actually start out very, very hardline. And we went through a whole week of talks and statements from 10 Downing Street, from Tony Blair himself, saying we're not going to compromise on this. They were in Iraqi waters. We're not stepping down. And it's only in the last couple of days when we've seen a real focus on diplomacy. And now this has happened today.
Well, let's get your best understanding of the question that the Financial Times correspondent addressed briefly, the question of whether there was some kind of trade-off here, because we do have a diplomat being released and we have reports, as yet unconfirmed, that Iran may at least get to visit some captives that the United States has taken inside Iraq.
That's right. Iranian state media have actually said that that there has been a visit in Erbil in northern Iraq to these five detained Iranian diplomats. Tehran says they're diplomats. There's really no word here about whether that is the case or not. We can't confirm that. Of course, publicly, it has been denied, as you've heard. Certainly, you would imagine that Tehran would extract some kind of price, although watching it from here, what was very interesting was really the sort of moral high ground that President Ahmadinejad sought and very much claimed in the way that he just said, OK, we pardon you. We, the sort of magnanimous Islamic Republic of Iran, you're free to go. And we are very generous. And I think obviously that was very much a part of what he was trying to do with the whole world's eyes upon him.
And we should mention regarding that reported visit with Iranian captives, the U.S. military has said it's still considering that visit, that it hadn't actually happened. That's the latest statement we have from them. Now, one last thing very briefly, Rob. I have to ask, when you look back over this incident, the way that British service members were put on television and made to confess, is this likely to have a long-term effect on Iran's relations with the West?
Well, I don't think it does it any good. I think that obviously there's a whole raft of other issues that the West has with Iran, and not least the nuclear program. So I think there's been this big flurry of action over these detainees. But as your interviewee from Tehran said, I think certainly looking at it from here in London, that's not going to make the nuclear issue go away. And it's certainly not going to make the British government love Iran anymore.
Rob, good to talk with you as always.
Thanks very much, Steve.
Thanks for your work on this. NPR's Rob Gifford in London. And again, Iran says it is releasing 15 British service members that it's held for a number of days. This is NPR News.